legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by RabbitsReviews.com, the oldest and most visited porn review site online. Rabbits Reviews has thousands of reviews, but that's not all. They also offer tons of discounted memberships. Right now, when you visit RabbitsReviews.com/skin, you can find the lowest of the deals and the most thorough of the reviews. Ooh, I think I want to head over there as soon as we're done with this podcast. Hey, Mr. Skin, how are you?
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I am fantastic. What a wild week it's been since our Below Deck Med episode has aired.
Now, I was going to ask you, so for everyone out there, if you don't know, the episode of Below Deck aired last Tuesday night that we were on, and we kind of heard in advance that there was so much stuff that happened that it was going to be a two-parter. So tomorrow's episode, we record on Monday. You're hearing this on Tuesday. So actually tonight's episode for Tuesday is going to be our second part of our reality TV show experience. But I've been dying to talk to you. I haven't talked to you since you watched the show. First and foremost, where did you watch the show?
From my couch.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Remember, I got that 80-inch, so it's like...
Oh, that's right. You have a lot of inches.
And it was so funny, Skin, because I wanted to, you know, film a couple of the clips on my phone so I could post it to social and kind of promote it, you know, because I saw Captain Sandy was posting clips and other people were posting clips, and I couldn't fit my screen on my camera.
You know, there's a lot of that going on at your place, not being able to fit all the inches where they're supposed to be. But I was wondering where you watched, like, if, because sometimes I know my wife was like really nervous about it.
And I was so nervous.
Yeah, I was sweating. I was gonna ask you, were you nervous? And if you were nervous, what do you get nervous about for something like that?
I get nervous about how we're going to come across.
Yeah.
I get nervous about how they're going to edit us. I get nervous about what the cast and the crew are going to say about us.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
We know that we are good people. We know that we're open-minded. We know that we do the things we do because we love them. We have open minds and we're passionate. And not everyone has the same perspective and outlook on nudity, you know, for example, that we do. So it's always kind of scary to see what's going to be said on national television about you, and also how it's going to be spliced together.
So there's always
just a little apprehension.
Do you know what your new nickname is?
The plant lady.
Yes.
You know what? I'll take it. No. I'd rather be the plant lady than like the old cat lady, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, it was funny because I remember when we all had to make, what are those sheets called, Andrea?
The provision sheets.
Provision sheets. So we all had to fill out our provision sheets. And I'm like, I don't care. Whatever you guys serve is fine with me. And then I got wind of Andrea's provision sheet,
Jesus,
which was raw this and all these requirements. It was like a 50-page provision sheet. So I immediately, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, I know they're going to play that up on the show, or they're going to get something out of that. And lo and behold, you know, Andrea got a lot of flack in that episode because there was that part where Hannah just flippantly said, oh, the plant lady, you know, and the chef was bumming because, oh my God, he didn't even know how to cook the way you wanted him to cook. So it was it was pretty funny, but that'll be a good new nickname for you.
You know, we were in Croatia before we went on the boat, and I remember we had a conversation about the provision sheets, and you and Mrs. Skin were like blown away by, you know, the length of my provision sheet. And I said, you know, I just really hope they don't make the show about my diet, because the show is not about my diet.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, there we go.
No, it's just a funny part. And you know what? They're really good at that, because as we've talked about, you go on the show and you just go and be yourself, and then a show comes out of it. So they have people that work there that are storyline people, and they'll find a thread and go with it. And that was just, you know, that just happened to be one of the threads, and it was cool.
It was interesting. Because anytime you put stress on the chef, that storyline.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, because I was getting a lot of flack on Twitter over the last week about, like, oh my gosh, the chef must hate you, this, that, or the other. And actually, for the past several months, Chef Adam Glick has been following my health accounts and commenting and direct messaging me about like how to cook raw food. And he's getting ideas and tips from me. And so
that is very cool. Good for you.
I've been able to snap back at the haters.
Yeah.
And I also made a video on my YouTube page explaining my diet, just so people know, like, I'm not neurotic, I'm not crazy, I'm doing it for my health.
Andrea, you're leading a revolution.
That's right, baby. And so are you. Yeah. You're keeping it raw. Oh. I'm keeping it raw, just in our own different perspectives. You know, and that's why you and I mix, baby.
Andrea, this is funny too. So after that episode aired, we, of course, at MrSkin.com, you know, we grabbed the stills and stuff and added to the website some scenes of Andrea from, even though there was pixelation, we still got some great thong action. We got, then we had Whitney and Kat added. So it was kind of funny, because, you know, I see the updates of all the new stuff, and there it was from a show I was on, nude scenes. And actually, if you look at the preview for tomorrow's Tuesday night's episode, I'm surprised how much they do pixelate, but it's something with butts, as we talked about this. Like, for some reason, butts aren't nudity, depending on how much butt and the angle and all that stuff. But there was some good nudity, you guys, and it's pretty cool that they showed that. So even before we see the second episode, we've already got some cool content for the website.
That is fantastic. And I will say too, to our listeners who haven't tuned in to the first episode, me and Skin were there. We know what happens the second episode. We're not going to give it away, but it's crazy. It's so much fun. The cast and crew completely embrace the Skin lifestyle. And I just got to say, it's an episode you won't want to miss.
Yeah.
And as far as the nudity goes, how hot are Whitney and Kat from the Naked News?
All week people have been like, oh, wow, they want to know more about them, which actually is cool, because it's been good for Naked News. And obviously, Mr. Skin so far has gotten a lot of love. And before we get, I got a ton of TV and movie stuff to get to, so we'll wrap this up. But one of the things that really kind of slammed it home for me, how many people watch Below Deck Mediterranean, is I hosted a viewing party for the people that work for me. And we actually, some people that live in my town, some friends, and Captain Sandy was cool enough, who we've become friends with since the show, to show up for the viewing party. And by the way, I relayed your message to her that you miss her and you love her and all
love
that stuff.
Her.
So she felt likewise, and she's a big fan of yours. But bottom line, I'm sitting there watching the thing and, you know, kind of nervous, and for the same reasons you were, more about what they were going to say about us or how we would come across. But in the end, it was all cool. But as I'm sitting there, in the first 20 minutes, I must have had 15 text messages, a lot from people I haven't heard from in a long, long time.
And that's going to keep happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because they're like, I can't believe you're on the show. I love the show. How the hell are you on this? And it was kind of cool. But it's one of the most, believe it or not, for Tuesday nights, it's one of the most popular shows on television.
And I know we're wrapping this up on the Below Deck stuff, but to further your point about the different audiences, you've been on Howard Stern for years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you've already gotten those friends and family and whoever, colleagues of yours who've listened to you on that. And now these people that don't listen to Stern, but maybe are Bravo viewers are like, hey, oh my gosh, I'm seeing you for the first time. And it's so funny because it goes to prove that different people watch and listen to different things. And so we're really kind of exposing ourselves to a market that had no idea about our presence. And I'm just hoping and praying that the Mr. Skin podcast gets some love, because as you heard on last week's podcast, we did a podcast from that show.
Yeah, yeah. And that's part. So. Yeah, you're right. And yes, we definitely were exposed on Bravo. So, and because last week we featured in the podcast so much about Below Deck and all that was the craziness going on with that, I'm a little behind on all this nudity. So I want to get caught up here. And
let's hit it.
First of all, last night was the 2-hour season premiere and much anticipated Twin Peaks. And I want to get to that, but I have so much other stuff that I have to catch up on. But I'll be talking a lot about, obviously, about Twin Peaks in the coming weeks. So
absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's get going on all this nudity. And let me start with television, which, I didn't get to talk about this last week. But first of all, I want to say this to you, Andrea. Do you know I love dick?
I didn't know that. I thought maybe you like your own, maybe you have a nickname for it.
No.
Tell me, Skin, how much do you love dick?
Well, let me tell
how
you.
How much dick do you love?
There's a new show on Amazon, which is created by Jill Soloway, who you would also know as the girl who did Transparent. That's her probably her biggest show to date, but United States of Terror and some other things. And her shows usually have some really good nudity, which is a good sign. So this I Love Dick, the greatest name ever for a TV show.
And wait, hold the phone. CP the EP, can you make sure you isolate that sound clip of Mr. Skin asking me if I know
that
he loves dick, so we can just keep looping that over and over?
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere.
Add it to the intro.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it is a funny name. And so they did a pilot in August. So they released a pilot in August, Amazon did. So we were cautiously optimistic about this show. But then 2 weeks ago, Amazon released all the episodes. I think it's 10. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 10 episodes. So my guys go through it as they do the second that stuff hits the streets.
Love
and
it.
We were blown away by the amount of nudity in the episodes. It's easily become a new favorite here at our website. So basically the storyline is Catherine Hahn, who you would know, she was in Bad Moms. She was
and Transparent.
Transparent, yeah. Hung. And I think I'm a fan of hers, and I'm also, I'm a big natural boob fan, so that's another reason.
But I like her lips.
Yeah,
man.
She's got a great. That's
she's
my
got those
kind of
DSLs.
Look. Yeah, I really like her look. So
me
definitely
too.
Sexy to me. And then it's her and Griffin Dunn are married, and they live in this college town. I think it's in Texas, and they both have an infatuation with Kevin Bacon. I think he's a professor there. And I got to tell you, Andrea, I want you to, when you have a chance, because pictures aren't going to name, and by the way, Kevin Bacon's name is Dick, so that's the whole thing is I love Dick. So
finally someone said it.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a sex scene. I really want you to watch it because it is so hot, because when I first watched it, and I just watched the clip. I hadn't seen any of the show. And in the scene, Griffin Dunn, Catherine Hahn's wife, and her are having this crazy sex where they're fucking and she's about to come, and she keeps looking over at it in her bedroom at a chair, and Kevin Bacon is sitting in the chair while they're fucking. So
what?
I didn't, well, when I was watching, I didn't realize that it was a fantasy, because in the end he goes away. I thought he was
okay.
Really sitting there. So I'm watching it, and he's telling her, he's whispering to her, don't come yet, don't come yet. So like she's just about to come and she has to like fight it. It is so sexy, and it's such,
that's so hot.
Yeah, it was really hot. And then what happens is you find out that you find out that it was a fantasy. But when I was watching it for the first time, not knowing the backstory and what was going on, I was like, holy geez. And I still, it's really good stuff. Plus Catherine Hahn's completely naked in this. And then that's one example. And then there's a scene where this India Menwez, who is a redhead and is definitely going to win our best carpet matches, the drapes, and our Anatomy Awards. So she's like the student in college, and she's doing a performance art. I believe it's at a work site. It's a really weird scene. You know how performance art gets really goofy and weird. She strips mm-hmm. completely naked. It has something to do like she's studying porn or something. And she kind of has a look like a 90s supermodel, like that. I don't know. She has that.
It's a little bit androgynous, very stunningly beautiful. Yeah. No makeup, like a classic natural beauty with a little bit of androgyny.
Yeah. And she's a redhead. So she's got the red bush. She gets completely naked at this work site. She actually gets arrested performing this performance art. But wow, what an incredible nude scene. And it's in the middle of the afternoon, so the lighting's perfect.
The lighting's amazing. What I'm seeing, though, Skin, is that slit nip. Are you seeing the slit in the nip?
Yeah. What are we calling that? Are we calling that slit nip?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of looks like where you put a screwdriver in, right?
when you're alive or dead, Andrea, you know.
I don't know with all this like Westworld I've been watching. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot like of construction workers around in this scene, so maybe that would work.
I don't know. I think slit nip though, because her nipple is a slit.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. But CP, you're the expert, not me.
CP the EP. I want you to please make a note of slit nip for the anatomy. The awards, because
it's not inverted.
Let's see if
it's
we can
slit.
Find and maybe do a playlist of our best slit nips. You're right, like where you it's like where you would put a screwdriver in. That's just so weird.
That's way I can describe it.
But you gotta see her. Yeah, that's funny. Her name is India Menwez, and she did an amazing nude scene. Her performance art, don't use a Phillips head though. Her performance art. So anyway, you gotta see this. It's great. It's one of the top nude scenes of the year for sure. And then a bunch of other girls, Lindsay Fay, Roberta Calindres were nude. But then I wanna make special note of this Dahlia Glick.
Okay.
Last picture from I Love Dick, and the reason this is cool is this girl plays Catherine Hahn at a younger age, so you see
cool.
how she kind of has the Catherine Hahn body, but she's younger.
Yeah.
So I love this nudity too. She went full frontal in one scene, so they flash back to her younger years and all of that. So anyway, the show is I Love Dick. It is out on Amazon. We are all over it at MrSkin.com. It is going to be one of the top shows for nudity as far as 2017 is concerned. And I get to say I love Dick a lot, so that'll be.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, we're all over Dick, Andrea. So anyway,
join the club.
Yeah. You could relate. So now also the much anticipated. I knew this was coming, but we haven't talked about it on the podcast. So, The Handmaid's Tale is a Hulu show. Season 1, episode 5 aired. Was it 10 days ago? I don't even know. I'm you know this stuff. I get confused. But anyway, it airs on Wednesday nights, and Elizabeth Moss we knew was going to have a great nude scene because we had heard the rumors about it, and we finally got to see it, and I haven't talked about it yet, but Elizabeth Moss, best known mm-hmm. as Peggy Olson from Mad Men, and if you want to see this scene, it's really hot. This guy's Max Minghella, I think is how you pronounce his name, and it's in the final minutes of episode 5 of this Hulu shoot. Now, Hulu does it different, Andrea. They release weekly. They don't like release all the episodes at once, so we got to kind of wait week by week, but anyway, real nice, passionate sex scene. You see butt, you see boobs, and Peggy Olson's packing a nice rack, so it was a really good scene. Yeah.
Yeah, she brings the heat too, because from her former character, you know, Peggy, you don't really expect that,
right?
But
I know.
When you get to see an actress really, you know, transform themselves into different characters, and you can actually kind of really see a true sliver into what I feel is their actual sex life, how they are in bed, because that's where you would draw a sex scene from, and how you would act in it is how you do it in real life.
Yeah.
So it's really hot to see actresses like this get down and dirty on TV.
Yeah, Elizabeth Moss has mad mams, Andrea. They look great.
Yes, she does, baby.
Anyway,
yes, she does.
So there was that nude scene, and then another one I gotta get you guys caught up on. One of the weirdest nude scenes I've ever seen, and you're not gonna know any of the actresses, and there were so many uncredited actresses in this, we just kind of gave up. There were two we were able to ID, but they were like hard to, it was like they're, you know, whatever. It's from The Leftovers, which is in its last season, its third season, episode 5 from a week and a half ago, and definitely some BBW actresses here, big beautiful women. But I gotta say, I've watched the scene twice. Christopher Eccleston is at some weird party.
It's a fetish party, I'm assuming.
I don't even know how to explain this. He's tied up and they bring some weird animal dummy thing, and he's supposed to stick his dick in it, and then he says it is so weird. I can't even explain what's going on. I won't even try. You got to watch the clip.
Okay.
But it's Carly Jowett and Mary Helen Sassman. And it's like a Fat and Fury fetish party. Like, do you know what those furries are? Those weird dudes that are in the, like, I don't know.
And
I don't
Animal even know, play.
And I'm just saying that that's what appears to me. I don't even know if that's what it's supposed to be within The Leftovers, to be honest, because it's just, it's like a lot of people dressing up in animal costumes, and he's tied down, and it looks like they're going to do something terrible to him. And it's like, it's not really sexy, but then it's kind of sexy because he's tied up and these BBW girls start to go down on him. And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, that's one of the weirdest nude scenes I've ever seen from The Leftovers, episode 5. From a week and a half ago or whatever. So check that out, because it was really, really, really wild stuff.
For sure, man. For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so I also have some really cool movie stuff to get to, Andrea. And I think the big nude thing, and the person you're very familiar with, is this you know the movie Snatched that came out?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the promos for it. I've seen Goldie and Amy interviewed for it. Give me the lowdown.
Well, okay, so Snatched opened in theaters a couple weeks ago, and it stars Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn's her mom. So they're like a mother and daughter who are exact opposites. I guess Amy Schumer's boyfriend dumps her, and then mom and daughter go on this exotic vacation together. And, you know, it's the uptight mom and the wild and crazy daughter. And it's a, I got to say, the movie's maybe not getting the greatest reviews, but at the 29-minute mark, we get a nude debut from Amy Schumer, which is pretty big. I've been waiting for this. She's come so close, and I thought, sure, with all the R-rated movies and stuff, we'd see Schumer's boomers soon, but we finally here in this scene where she's really drunk, and she's with this guy she picked up, and you know, it's late at night, and I'm not sure exactly where they are, but they're talking, and the camera's like showing her from the chest, from like the top of her chest up, and the guy's like looking at her, and he says, "Hey, your right breast is sticking out of your dress." She was so drunk she didn't realize her big right boob was hanging out of her dress. And then it's a funny scene, but it's also just cool that, you know, Amy Schumer's finally done a topless scene.
I love it.
100% her boob. It's 100% confirmed she did the scene. It's not a body double. It's not CGI. You see her face.
That's
with the
fantastic
body. So, new debut from Amy Schumer. Pretty cool.
I love this scene, not only because Amy's like busting out that right titty, but I can relate to this when you're drunk and your titty's out and you don't know. And when someone finally tells you, the only thing is like, how long has this been out? And why did no one tell me till now? Because it's not like a nip slip. It's like out.
Oh, no. And she has a big boob. Look at that Amy-ola.
It's a boomer, dude.
Yeah, she's got a boomer.
No, you said it. Yeah.
Yeah. Schumer's Amy, boomers.
Yeah, Amy-ola is pretty big, but so is the boobie.
She's a dark Amy-ola. You know, she has dark Amy-olas. Yeah.
Yes. Now, how does it compare to her movie Mom? You know, Goldie's no stranger to, you know, sexy stuff. I don't know if I recall. She has done nudity.
Goldie's done some really good nude scenes. But
how would you compare Schumer's nip color to Goldie's?
No comparison. Goldie had like really
teeny weenies.
Teeny weenies. Especially if you see her like in Wildcats in the tub, you could see what I'm talking about. But it's so funny because they're mother daughter in comedy only, not in like
nothing similar about their bodies.
Right?
But, it's pretty funny.
It's we always say at MrSkin.com, it's always big news when a famous celebrity does a nude debut, and this is Amy Schumer's. Yes. And we're really happy about that one.
I'm happy too.
yeah, this is all good. So one other one was The Zookeeper's Wife. This is a movie. It came out in theaters a few weeks ago. It's it, now these are always weird for me because it's an account of Antonia and Jan Zabinski, who helped save hundreds of people and animals during the German invasion in World War II. So, you're starting with that premise. It's a little heavy, but we're big Jessica Chastain fans. She plays Antonia, and she has a really nice topless scene in the flick. Nothing will ever compare to her scene in or her nudity in Jolene from 2008. But it's always good to see Academy Award nominated actress Jessica Chastain doing nudity, and it was one of those movie nude scenes limited release that I didn't get to talk about yet on the podcast. I wanted to make sure to catching up on some past nudity. So there's that. Right. It's like I said, I always it's like the Schindler's List. You know, you can't get too excited about the nude scenes in them, but right. This is a pretty nice topless scene from Jessica Chastain.
We'll take it any way we can get it.
That's
right?
That's kind of how I feel. Now, this other movie one that I haven't got to yet is really, it's a crazy movie because look at this picture of Charlize Theron. Does that look like Charlize Theron to you?
No. I mean, it is, but it's
like, God, she looks beautiful, but it's a different thing, and the camera angle is really weird. So Now listen to this. So this is how good my guys are that work here, especially in the Skinternational division. But there's a movie called The Last Face that Sean Penn directed. It played at the Cannes Film Festival recently, and it's out in theaters only in France. So it's like, try to be more obscure. But it has Sean Penn as a director, Charlize Theron and Javier Bardem, however the hell you pronounce his name.
I don't know.
As a couple. They have this.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Javier Bardem. Yeah, I can't even say his name. So it starts with him kissing her feet. She's completely naked. And you get a nice shot. It's more like it's such a weird angle that it could have been a much better nude scene, but it's still pretty hot. And her body looks smoking. Her butt looks great. And
her butt dimples, the thumbprints look fucking phenomenal. I love this POV. It's not one I've seen because, when you're watching adult or you're just seeing movies, they never shoot from the top down. So I'm kind of really intrigued by this and pretty turned on. It's very unique.
Well,
I like it.
Well, what's interesting about this, the fact that we even have it at the website, is it's only in theaters in Javier Bardem is married to Penelope Cruz. So, God, what a life this guy has. He's like married to Penelope Cruz. He's having sex in a movie with Charlize Theron. So, anyway, this movie is only out in theaters in France, and we have the caps from it. Somehow we got them. I don't even ask how, but I know that this will be this summer. It'll be out on VOD here in the States. The Last Face is the name of the movie. But I want to tell you something. I guess they do like Rotten Tomato reviews, what the audience thinks of movies. And I guess at the Cannes Film Festival, this movie was completely panned. It has like an 8% tomato meter thing
there.
Yeah, brutal.
That's horrible.
Like historic lows. So I don't know much about, I'm kind of intrigued now. Anytime I hear a movie's that bad, I kind of want to see it just for the yucks. But hey, it has Charlize Theron naked. So we at MrSkin.com.
It's like the level of talent, Javier, whatever his last name is, Charlize, directed by Sean Penn. You would think this would be fucking epic. So it's like 8%.
Yeah. No,
that's,
I mean,
so
it's brutal.
Bad.
I remember like the Brown Bunny when it was at Cannes Film Festival. Same thing. People walked out. They hated it. But you know what? It still has a real blowjob scene in a mainstream movie. So, who cares?
I'm with you.
I never care if a movie's good or bad. We just care, who's naked and all that. So.
I feel you.
No, I do. So before we move on, Andrea, will you tell us more about today's sponsor?
Absolutely. RabbitsReview.com does awesome reviews of all the major porn sites. Think like Roger Ebert with a hard on.
Oh, wow. Andrea, that's pretty good. I'd rather not think of that, but that's okay. But I do love dick.
They have more than 6,000 active reviews, and they've been reviewing Mr. Skin since 2004.
Yeah.
They cover every category from amateur to kink and have some of the best deals around on tons of amazing porn sites. And they pride themselves on doing the hard work for the rest of us. And right now, when you visit rabbitsreviews.com/skin, you can check out the best deals and reviews on the site. I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah, and I was kind of, it was an honor when I heard these guys were going to advertise. I've known about them for a long time. They've been around, what do we, from the since the mid-2000s, right?
Is it? Yes, it's crazy. Said,
yeah. I've known about them from being out at the shows in Vegas. And here's the deal with rabbitsreviews.com. First of all, you could go there, and they have a team of people that rate and review all the most popular adult sites on the internet, cam sites, and they do it by category, and they have, I mean, I'm talking thousands and thousands of real good reviews. So if you want to know before you join a website, if you want to know, you know, who has the, what are the highest rated top cam sites, or what are the highest rated porn sites, even celebrity sites, and of course, MrSkin.com at the top of the list. But
you know it, baby.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's a great service, and they take it seriously. It's a great website. Plus, but they have all these deals. If you go there, you could get exclusive deals through Rabbit's Reviews. So if you're a fan of adult, a fan of nudity, go check out rabbitsreviews.com. It's been around you know, over 10 years, and it's a great place, and I've known about it for a long time. rabbitsreviews.com/skin, and you'll get some deals
not
over there.
Not for skin
yeah,
slash.
Not for
forward
skin.
Slash skin.
Forward slash skin. So, anyway, but yeah, very cool. But again, very always honored when these big time famous adult sites advertise at MrSkin.com or at our podcast. So very cool. So Andrea, we are not done. There was so much stuff. The Bravo thing kind of threw us. We got backed up a little, so I have to get caught up on some stuff. So one thing that was kind of a big deal, and I wanted to talk to you about this, is
okay.
Have you heard about this Michaela Maroney, this gymnast? She
no.
Yeah, she's in like an Olympic gold medal gymnast, or I don't know if she's a gold medalist. I don't follow gymnastics, but she's like, you know, she, I think she did she win a 2000? I don't know. I feel bad, but she's definitely was it?
She's a world class gymnast.
Yeah, I think she did win the gold in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that's not the point. So her shtick is she's this young girl. She's like 21 years old, and she's kind of known for never smiling, and she has this face that like a kind of a she has this face where she look twists her mouth to the side, and that was a big deal when the Olympics came out, because here she is, you know, it was almost like she's always unimpressed, you know what I'm saying? So
she's got a mean mug, or like a resting bitch face.
She's got a resting bitch face. But it was after she must have won the gold medal, because she went to the White House and Barack Obama and her posed for a picture where she did a resting bitch face, and he kind of did it too. So it was kind of a big deal. They made the face together, which is funny. So
that's pretty funny.
That's in 2012. So she was, you know, underage, but she was this gymnast. So last week she posted this like Instagram of herself in a thong. And by the way, gymnasts in thongs, oh my God, it's like
holy shit.
I know, it's like, so anyway, you have the post here. You're looking at it, but it's causing us kind of a thing, because first of all, people thought she was hacked, because they're like, this nice little girl that's now 21 years old that won a gold medal in 2012, is no way did she post this. This someone had to hack in and post a phone picture or something. But she's like, nope, that was me. And if you don't like it, tough shit. And I gotta say, it's pretty cool. What a body on her. My God. Gold medal glutes for sure, right?
Yes. It's so funny because she's still doing the resting mean mug, the resting bitch face in this video. But she's feeling herself. She's doing the hair toss. I will say, you know, when gymnasts are training, when they're active, they have zero body fat percentage. They've got nothing going on, but they have huge developed muscles. When you put a layer of off-season fat on top, oh my God, you get this.
Yeah.
That is a grade A ass. It's so good. It looks fake. Well, it's so bomb.
You know, back in the day when I was in high school and college, I remember hooking up with, there were two types of athletes, swimmers and gymnasts. And they swimmers and gymnasts, to me, always had the best butts, just because of what they have to do on a daily basis. But
right.
I got to say that this, I'm blown away by the quality of Mikayla Maroney's butt. That's like, there's like high school and college gymnast butts, and then there's girl who won the gold medal butt. You know what I'm saying? That's world class.
And I love the fact that she's so like unapologetic for it. She's like, I don't care who you think I am. Like, I know who I am. I've got a great body and I'm going to show it off. Here it is.
Yes.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. And that was the thing about it. She hit back at all the people that she said, like, I think it was something the effect, I didn't get hacked, unfollow if you need to. And then it was like, love you or something like that. So, yeah. So anyway, that's someone I wasn't really on my radar. I didn't know much about her. She's, I believe, 21 years old now and posted this, and it was big news in social media, in the last couple of weeks. And I just wanted to make sure you were abreast of the situation. So
I'm abreast now. I may get on my phone and start a following.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're an instagasmer, right? Yeah.
You know, I love Instagram.
Why do you love it? Like, do you love it more than Facebook?
Absolutely.
Why?
I'm actually not the biggest Facebook fan. I find Facebook laborious because it's people's personal pictures, and it's not a lot of like commentary or rhetoric, or you don't have to follow people you don't want to. It's like on Facebook, I have to follow like my mom's friends, you know, or like someone I knew in elementary school.
Don't you have to follow your mom's friends on Instagram?
Absolutely not.
Why?
My feed is my feed. People, it doesn't say when you go on someone's page, like, oh, so-and-so is following you or not. It's really, have to look through the hundreds of people I follow to see if I follow you. It's you don't feel left out if someone's not following you, and you don't feel like you're forced to follow people. So you make your feed customized to what you want to see.
Okay.
And so you're really just seeing all the stuff you want to see instead of people's like, oh, baby's first word, or here's my lunch, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. And plus, isn't it more relaxed from nudity? Aren't you allowed to show butts on Instagram, whereas you're not on Facebook? Or is there rules in that regard? Do you know?
I don't know, because I've never wanted to risk getting my account disabled.
Yeah, you probably have too many followers to screw with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say, people have definitely tried to hack me several times.
Really?
For
what?
Yeah.
Like, to do what?
Just to get in. And, ooh, I don't know, take over my account.
To get in?
Yes. I'm like, if you only knew how easy I was.
Why did they have to get in, Andrew?
Like, no hacking necessary. But no, I just love Instagram because you really just follow the people you want to follow. And it's instant gratification. And you can do the Insta stories. It's kind of like having Snapchat and Twitter and a picture service kind of all in one.
Okay. No, that's cool. I do Facebook. I've never done Instagram. I hear about it. Everyone says you should do it. I keep thinking, geez, I could barely keep up with Facebook. I don't want to get involved with something else. But listen, I'm, you know this way more than I do. So if you love it, that's cool. But, you know, within our little writer group and our company, these Instagram posts become super viral, and I, you know, occasionally like to talk about it, and I'm always blown away by how good some of those pics and little clips you see on Instagram is. So anyway, that's why I brought it up. But hey, last but not least, Andrea, I did want to talk about something that I've mentioned to you a few times in the last 6 months, but we now have some rumors and confirmations coming across that is getting us very excited here at MrSkin.com. So there's a series that you might be interested in because it's based in 1980s LA. It's called GLOW, which is an acronym. It's like the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling was a popular syndicated TV thing in the 80s about, it was female wrestlers. And they're doing a TV series about it. I believe, yeah, it's Netflix. And they're going to release the whole shebang on June 23rd. So, of course, that'll be a busy day here at MrSkin.com. But what we're hearing is there's going to be a lot of good nudity, which makes sense if it's about women's wrestling in the 80s. There should be some good nudity. But listen to the cast. They have Betty Gilpin, who is best probably known, Nurse Jackie, Masters of Sex. She's really hot. But the one that is getting everyone nuts in the world of celebrity nudity is Alison Brie, who plays Annie on Community, was Peter Campbell's wife on Mad Men. And there's certain actresses, Andrea, that in the course of doing what I do, I notice through comments, emails, requests, customer service that we have, I kind of know the actresses that guys are like dying to see naked that haven't done a nude scene. And like one of the top actresses that hasn't done a nude scene that guys want to see is this Alison Brie, you know, Annie from Community. So what's happened is we're getting, my skin sources tell me that in the very first episode, when this is released June 23rd, Glow, Alison Brie not only is going to have a nude scene, rumor has it, this could be up there with best nude scene of 2017.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm all about that. You know, I've never really watched Community, but I very much well know who Alison Brie is, and I think she is phenomenal. So you're not only saying she's going to get naked, but it's up there with like, I mean, I know the caliber of nudity for your, you know, best nude scene of the year. So
I'm not saying I'm going to call it best nude. I'm just saying that that's how good this is going to be I'm hearing and saying it's not a body double. And here, there's some other intriguing things. So first of all, I've seen a lot, not a lot, but there were some cool paparazzi pics from a few months ago where Alison Brie was on the set of the movie and she's wearing like a dress shirt with just like these little wrestling bottoms that half her butt showing, which was good because that means we knew she was going to be, you know, in skimpy outfits. But then she did this Vogue article where she was saying that her and Betty Gilpin had fun on the set. They were, this is her in the article saying, they were nude so much around the set that they just say, screw it, let's just go streaking around the set. And they do these games in front of the crew and stuff. And I'm like, holy shit, how do you get a job at that crew working that on that show? But so there's all this evidence that says nude, 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 nude from Alison Brie. Again, I haven't seen it. I'm just going by my skin scouts, skin formers, and some media out there. But it's looking really, really good that Alison Brie, a big favorite of the people that come to MrSkin.com, will be naked in Glow when it debuts on June 23rd.
If Glow, I'm going to watch this. If it doesn't live up to the hype, if Alison Brie oversold it, if the paparazzi little, you know, leotard going up her ass wasn't indicative enough, I'm going to be so upset.
And now I went out on a limb and say, everyone, you got to watch it.
But yeah, we have been talking about this
for quite
some time.
Glow will blow if there's no nudity, right?
You know I will. Absolutely. Yeah, because this does seem like it's a perfect scenario for just crazy locker room nudity, tiny, tiny outfits, and even just the sexiness of the outfits. You know, the 80s wasn't the best for hair or makeup, but for the high cut waisted bottoms where like the cooch is basically out, you're wondering how is there even enough fabric to cover the pussy? I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, we will. Yeah, we will be analyzing that closely. And so here's the rule: if it's what we think it is, we're going to be talking about Glow all the time. If there's no nudity, we're just going to call it Blow because we'll be pissed off here at MrSkin.com. So,
anyway, Glow or Blow.
I will keep you posted. But Andrea, let's again, really excited about Tuesday night's episode on Bravo. We'll be wrapping up our appearance, so I'm we'll be talking to you about that next week, and I have tons of stuff next show to still get caught up on. We'll talk Twin Peaks, we'll talk everything else, but that's it for today. And like I said, lots of good things going on right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we got so much into this show. I'm still blown away. Michaela Maroney's booty is as gold medal deserving as her gymnastics. we figured out from watching Bravo, I eat it raw and skin keeps it raw. We're having a raw-volution.
Yeah. Schumer's boomer. We got Schumer's boomer.
Yes, we got Schumer's boomer. And the best thing of today's show, Mr. Skin officially joined the I Love Dick, and we are all over Dick Club, and I want to officially welcome you to the club.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Andrea, but but I love Dick. Yeah,
that's right. So everyone, definitely watch tonight's episode of Below Deck on Bravo, and we'll see you next week on the Mr. Skin Podcast.
Take care.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.